the man in charge of the tape recorder. I first met Dr. James Colthurst in October 1986 on a routine royal visit when he escorted Diana after she opened a new CAT scanner in his X-ray department at St. Thomas's Hospital in central London. Afterwards, over tea and biscuits, I questioned him about Diana's visit. It soon became clear that Colthurst, an old Etonian and a son of a baronet whose family have owned Blarney Castle in Ireland for more than a century, had known the princess for years. He could become, I thought, a useful contact. We became friends, enjoying games of squash in the St. Thomas's courts before sitting down to Lars Lunchers at a nearby Italian restaurant. Chatty but diffuse, James was happy to talk about any subject but the princess. Certainly he had known her well enough to visit her when she was a bachelor girl living with her friends at Colherne Court in Kensington, and to listen to her mooning about Prince Charles. They had even gone on a skiing holiday to France with a party of friends. Upon her elevation to the role of Princess of Wales, the easy familiarity which characterised her life was lost, Diana still speaking fondly of her Colherne Court, but in the past tense. It was only after she visited St. Thomas's that Colthurst and the princess renewed their friendship, meeting up for lunch every now and again. By degrees, he too was admitted into her secret club,